Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A father's love is one of a kind. Some have experienced it in a healthy, wholesome, and enriching way. Others starve for it. One may have had a weird sense of a father because of twisted experiences they thought were normal. Another wonders why there is a hollowness of feeling and an inability to express affection, a father's love. In its most pristine sense, the yearning is for the love of God, our Heavenly Father. And there is, if I may say so, a special yearning in the heart of women, girls, for the love of their daddy and their heavenly daddy. Our guest today has written a new book, The Fulfillment of a Dream That's Grown for More Than a Decade. The journey to realizing her dream is a story in itself. She's here to share about it. It's a new book entitled Dancing with Father, written by Michelle Okimura. We have her in studio today, but as we move along, we want to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is because of you. Because we strongly believe, with all the love and grace and mercy of God, that God knows and loves you, and He's very, very much interested in you more than you realize in the situation that you're in right now. Whatever is weighing on your heart, whatever interests you, whatever is burdening you, whatever is troubling you, the Lord loves you and knows you, and He's here to encourage you, to uplift you, to give you His hope, hope that is substantial, hope that can make a difference in your life today. And in doing so, we want to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Michelle Okimura and her husband Rob are founding pastors of Hope Chapel LifeSpring in Honolulu. She's a devoted wife and mother of two children, and she understands the challenges facing families today. She's also founder and director of Kingdom Families Hawaii, a ministry that creates venues for strengthening families and raising children to be passionate followers of Jesus Christ. Knowing from personal experience the power of God to heal and transform broken lives, Michelle's passion is to see people of all ages deeply encounter the Father and His love so that they are free to walk in their true identity and bring glory to Him. Michelle, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Pleasure to be here.
Well, you've been here before, and sometimes our guests are such that as their lives continue to progress and the things that God gives, like in this case, has given you to do in the fulfillment of a vision that He's put on your heart, it's imperative that we ask you back and have you share the journey, because we're all in a journey. We're all going through a process in our lives. Some are more purposeful and strategic, and others are kind of like a leaf floating on the water and kind of going by every direction the way the wind blows. Whether we like it or not, sometimes it happens to some of us. But you've been here, and you've you gave a glimpse of a poem that you wrote.
Yes.
And a burden, I shouldn't say burden in a negative sense, more like a yearning, mm-hmm. something that God gave to you to write a book, to put it in a book form. Mm-hmm. But more than book form, you even described about the way that it was going to be put together. And I have it in front of me. It's just, it's the colors just jump off the cover. And it speaks of the radiance and the vibrance of the content. Mm. So tell us, take us on the journey, Michelle, with you from the conception. I'm just going to use these kind of like motherly terms because a lot of it has to do with women, girls.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The conception to the gestation to the actual publishing.
Or to the birth.
The birthing of it. Yeah, tell us.
Oh, thank you, Danny. Well, I guess I'll have to take everyone back to when I was, to a pivotal experience I had when it was my senior prom night. My mom had sewed a beautiful white dress for me to wear, and I got all dolled up. And as any teenager would be, I was very excited and giddy and waiting for my date to come. And I wanted to go to someone close in the family and ask how I looked. And I went in and I asked this person, how do I look? And the words just shot back at me like arrows. You know, it was a very painful moment for me. And what was said was, you look so funny. And it was not only the words, but it was the whole countenance of the face. Mm-hmm. A lot of disgust in the eyes, you know, the glare. And I was crushed. And so I remember crying, and yet my date was going to come any minute. So I had to, so to speak, suck it up, you know, mm-hmm. and just get myself together. And so I went on, and I enjoyed that night. But that was a pivotal moment, one of the pivotal moments in my mind where it froze in my memory, and it described a reality that I lived in. I grew up, you know, with many words like that spoken to me over my life. And so it really formed an identity, a belief about myself deep down. So needless to say, it was a deep scar in my heart. And then fast forward to 16 years later, I was married, my husband Rob, and we attended a healing conference where we were going to get trained on how to pray for healing for people and emotional healing and whatnot. And so the last day of the conference, it was lunchtime. And as I was eating, out of the blue, the memory of my senior prom night came to my mind. And I thought it was very odd, but my reaction was, Lord, do you want to heal me of that memory, of that experience? And then I tucked it back in my memory again and then went on. And after lunch, we had a small group session with my small group of women, and we had met every day that week, and we were going to just end the whole conference by blessing each other. So as these older women, there are about three of them, laid hands on me to pray blessing over me, one of them said, Michelle, I see a vision of you, and you're in a white dress. And the second woman jumped in and said, oh my gosh, I see the same thing. You're in a white dress and you're at a dance. And then the third woman said, oh my goodness, me too. As soon as I closed my eyes, Michelle, I saw a picture of you in a beautiful white dress. You were at a dance. And Father God was asking you to dance. He was choosing you. And then they began to pray over me. And they had no clue that just a few minutes prior to that meeting, the Lord had brought back the memory of my senior prom night. So needless to say, the Lord began to do a deep healing of that memory. And he began to speak to me who I really was, that I was not the one that's rejected, but I was the one chosen by him. So after the conference was over, I was so blessed and so thankful to God for healing me. And I was inspired to write this poem, which I think speaks of a general journey of healing that people can relate to. And it was reflective of my whole life. And so at that time, I was excited about it, and I shared it with some friends. And my good friend, Catherine McLaughlin, at the time, she believed in the book so much, and she said, Michelle, you should get it published. Well, I don't know if you remember back then, self-publishing wasn't very popular, and mm-hmm. so you had to submit mm-hmm. your books to these big publishing companies. So I did, but got all rejected. I think in part because it's very competitive, and plus I'm not
a... So you actually sent the poem.
Yes, I sent it to a number, maybe 10 publishing mm-hmm. companies, but all got rejected. Wow. Rejection notice for it because, and I could understand because I was an unknown and it's mm-hmm. a very competitive mm-hmm. market. And so I thought, okay, Lord, I tried. And I was very much at peace because I felt if it happens, it's the Lord. If it doesn't happen, it's yeah. the Lord. And I had surrendered it to him. So
this is 10 years ago.
You're right, 10 years ago.
You know, Michelle, when you go back to this high school moment, right? The prom night.
Yes.
Such a, it's almost like you practice, it's like practicing for the big wedding day too, right? I would imagine for a girl, right? Mm-hmm. So the things that were said.
Yes.
That really pierced into you and caused scars. Were they part of even a series of things that kind of helped shape how you began to view yourself back then?
Absolutely. It was, a reality I lived in for almost all my life. We all grow up with different things happening in our lives. And for me, lies were spoken to me through people close in my family. Mm-hmm. And it affected who I was, who I thought I was, like messages like I was unworthy, that I was not valued. Mm-hmm. I'm good for nothing. It made me actually going back. I'm remembering when I was even in fourth grade, I remember feeling so dejected and rejected that I remember telling my mom that I wanted to die. And I wish I wasn't born. And I remember as young as that entertaining thoughts, like maybe I should just take my life because I'm not worth anything. And so it would manifest, in times like that, it would come up.
You know, this is so timely for someone who's listening right now because, there are certain constructs that are built within us that, like you mentioned, that there are false things, false beliefs that are placed upon us through messages that we receive, things people say. Mm-hmm. It could be a family member, it could be a coach, it could be a teacher, mm-hmm. and you begin to believe that. And it starts at a very young age. I don't know if there's anyone who can honestly say, oh, my life is impeccable. Mm-hmm. growing up, I mean, just the fragile way in which this fallen world has become, mm-hmm. we all have been influenced by those negative messages. Well, to the point in your case, and in the point of many people, the dejection is too much to bear, and we feel completely valueless. So why continue?
And I think another thing that happened is when I felt rejected by people, then it turned into a self-rejection. And I can mm-hmm. honestly say it turned into even a self-hatred.
Okay. This cycle is something that is relatable to most anyone. And even today, as you're listening, you might not even feel comfortable, or as you're listening to this show, you might be a regular listener, but all of a sudden we're touching a nerve that you didn't realize was there. But because you have a certain response to it, and it may not initially be the most uplifting or positive response, but it certainly is revealing, it very well may be that in the moment like now, healing is beginning to take place as you look at it, if I can use this term, square in the face. There's healing today with our guest, Michelle Okimura, because it's the healing of the Lord that is being brought through her through this book, Dancing with Father. When we come back from our break, Michelle will talk more about it. You know, sometimes when we talk story with people, the healing comes even in the kind of a raw, loose sharing, heart to heart. It's not a formality. It's not a pre-programmed thing, but just a heart-to-heart, relaxed way. I could call it innocuous, in a time and place that you didn't even expect. Like now, where God begins to work a healing in the depths of your heart. A healing that you need and want? Well, it's here today. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Michelle Okimura.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good to have you with us. I'm here with our featured guest today, Michelle Okimura. She's the author of the new book, Dancing with Father. Gary and Norma Smalley wrote, Michelle Okimura has touched a topic that is discussed very little. She invites the reader to share her tragedy and triumph by capturing that experience in Dancing with Father. This poem can be an instrument to bridge the gap in the healing process for others who have had a difficult journey through their youth. The book Dancing with Father by Michelle Okimura is available at Amazon.com, Logos Bookstore, and you can even call her. Imagine that. You may even be able to talk with the author of the book and order it special and get it even from her at 946-3700. That's 946-3700, area code 808-946-3700. Michelle, you had the idea from the conference. You went to the mm-hmm. healing conference, and all some of your friends encouraged you to move ahead and publish. And you actually sent out manuscripts
I did.
To different publishing companies and got rejected.
Yes.
Not even one acceptance.
No, not even
okay.
one.
I find that interesting because you had a dream,
mm-hmm.
you went for it,
mm-hmm.
and then it got shut down.
That's true.
And I wonder if there's somebody today who has had the gumption to go for it and was also shut down. It might be a publishing project, it might be some other vision, dream, aspiration that they have. What happened to you? Because now I'm holding the book in my hand. It's beautiful. It's tangible. I'm touching it. I'm rubbing it. And I can see the incredible pictures in this book. The colors are just dazzling. And they really jump off the page, illustrated by Danielle Irinon. How did you continue in the midst of your disappointment?
Oh, well, yeah, I think what happened was I really had to pray to surrender it to the Lord and really give it up to Him. And I think that in a lot of our dreams, the Lord requires that of us, you know, to come to that place of, Lord, I'll love you and serve you even if it doesn't happen. But Lord, you know, just releasing it to Him. And so in my heart, I basically counted it as something dead in the water. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought, okay, Lord, I tried my best, didn't happen, so oh well, you know, and I just left it there. And so in the 10 years that went past that time, I basically counted it as something dead in the water, and I wasn't even going to pursue it anymore,
mm-hmm.
kind of given up on it, okay. you know. And then it brings me to 10 years later. I was around a dinner table with some new friends, and Daniel Irinon was one of them in the mm-hmm. in that conversation. And one of my friends there said, "Oh, Michelle, you wrote a book." And I said, "Oh, no, I didn't." And she said, "No, yes, you did." And I said, "No, I didn't." And she says, "Yeah, you told me." And I said, "No, I didn't." I was just really playing it down.
Uh-huh.
And but then it caused everyone there to become very curious now. What is this thing? Mm-hmm. So they started to ask me about it. And I hesitantly shared the story, what happened. And emphatically, everyone on the table said, "Michelle, you need to publish this book." And I said, "No, no, no." I was very hesitant because in my mind, I had given up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, you know, Danielle, 10 years ago when I wrote my poem and I wanted to publish it, I envisioned a certain type of illustrations to go with the poem. And I didn't know any artist who painted like that. But actually, you paint like how I envisioned. And so she said, "Oh, Michelle, you need to publish this book and I will illustrate it. I will paint the paintings for you." And I was shocked. I was floored. I said, "No," you know, and they said, "Yes." And so I finally thought, oh my God, I think God is resurrecting something here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Danny, I really believe God resurrected from the dead this dream.
Mm.
And it caught me totally off guard. It wasn't something I was looking for, but it was something that He did.
You don't know how much hope you're giving to me and to somebody that's listening today who has tried and tried to do something they feel God wants us to do, wants him or her to do, and they've gone all out, you know, and a dream has died. But that God is a resurrector of dreams. It's just like him to do something like that. When we
yes.
have seemingly lost all hope, comes in and breathes life into it again. A life that is completely unbeknownst to what a human being could do. And we get to be a part of that in a whole new way. I tell you, that is incredible.
It really revealed an aspect of the heart of the Father, mm-hmm. too, that He really cares. What matters to us matters to Him, and He cares about our dreams, and He wants us to dream,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and He wants us to trust in Him. with those things.
You know, you might feel like, wow, I thought my dream was gone too. You might be on at the very threshold of a new beginning, like Michelle with this book. Along those same lines, Michelle, what happened? A decade went by. What happened to you? You said that you were determined to serve God faithfully, whether it happened or not. So your heart was in the right place. It wasn't contingent upon, Lord, if you bless me, then I'll serve you. So the spiritual maturity, solid. You were committed. So you moved on. But what happened to you as a person in that 10-year period of time?
A lot. I think healing is a lifelong journey. It's often looked at like an onion, you know, it's in layers, and you peel off a layer and you cry a little and you get healed and you peel off another layer. And God has been working in my life through the past 10 years, actually for more than that, but to really pursue the deepest layers of my heart that needed to be redeemed, lies that I didn't even know I believed, He began to unpack and reveal to me. And began to replace those lies with the truth. Journey of forgiveness, which Holy Spirit is the one that shows us our hearts, and we don't even know our hearts sometimes. And so the Lord began to continue that journey of revealing what was in my heart, revealing things that I needed to do. You know, when we're rejected or hurt, that's definitely one thing. But how we respond to that hurt is what we're held accountable for. Mm-hmm. Do we respond in bitterness or unforgiveness? And that's what God was after me. He was after my heart to really clean me up in that way and to restore me. Because through forgiveness, that's when the healing came too. Mm-hmm. He began to show me how He is my healer. And He began to just build me, helping me to understand who I am in Christ, mm-hmm. which is what the book is all about, is who am I in Christ, and am I walking in that authority as His royal daughter, a beloved one of His, mm-hmm. and to not just know it in my mind, but to know it in my heart. And there's a difference, because I think we can all know it in our mind all of our Christian life, but not really believe it mm-hmm. in our heart. And God is so after our hearts, wanting us to receive His love.
You know, it's not always that we have the author of the book in studio with us. So often we could be referring to a book, quoting a book, but today we have the author in with us, and I want her to read from the book. You'll hear her voice reading from the book. We want to get into the book to find out, even give us a good sampling of what is in there, what depth exists. And let's talk more about it when we come back from our break, because sometimes God, in His amazing plan, He puts things on the side, even in the moment of our own dejection, and we think that it all is lost. But you know what God is doing? He's preparing you on the inside, and me on the, He's preparing us. Because He knows that when that dream is brought to fruition, we need a lot more strength and maturity and constitution for it to really have full impact according to His plan. And that's why if you just hang on and let God do His amazing work in you, you see even more marvelous things. There's more marvelous things coming back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinena Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Michelle Okimura. She's the author of the new book, Dancing with Father. Dr. Wayne Cordero said, "I cannot wait to see Michelle's piece reach a larger audience so that it will be able to do the work God envisioned for it. Just as David wrote his Psalms, so has Michelle found a voice for deeper longings of God. This is truly a soul's cry that rings victorious. And in that self same shout of victory is the invitation to come and share in the glorious dance. I believe Michelle has found a voice for so many. My utmost prayer is that these precious souls may find that voice." Michelle, you went through a process in the development that relates to each person that's in hearing of your voice today. Tell us, as this project developed, how, you know, you tried 10 years before, mm-hmm. you did it conventional style,
yes.
you know, send it to the publisher. That's the way, the standard way people mm-hmm. would normally do it. 10 years later, all of a sudden, you had an illustrator sitting at the table with mm-hmm. you.
That's right.
But what else happened?
Well, months had gone by after the illustrations were done, and I needed to now pick a publishing company. And as I was in that process, one day I dropped off something at our accountant's workplace from church. And Bart said to me, "Michelle, you need to allow people to sow into this project. You need to tell our church about it." And I said, "No, I feel uncomfortable asking people for money. That's not how I was brought up, you know." And I had all these excuses, and I felt, "No, I'll be really uncomfortable. No." And he goes, "No, you really need to, because this is God's project, and you need to allow his people to be a part of it." Mm. And I said, no. So then the next day, Karen from our church is in the office, and she reads my manuscript. She starts to cry and says, "Michelle, you need to tell the church about this. You need to allow people to sow into this." And I almost this exact verbatim mm-hmm. words. Mm-hmm. And I said, no. And I gave my same excuses. And I told her how uncomfortable that would be for me. Being the pastor to my position, I didn't mm-hmm. want to make people feel pressured. So then the next day, Saturday, a third day now, I'm in my living room and my husband walks in passing out of the blue. He says, you know, you need to tell the church about this project. And so that was three times. Like the bat is hitting my head three times. Mm-hmm. And I felt mm-hmm. the Lord tell me at that point, this is my project. I want you to allow my people to be a part of what I'm doing. Mm. And so there was a shift in my thinking, because up to this point, I was thinking, this is my project. But I realized this is God's project. And he was partnering with me to do something mm. that would touch people. So my perspective began to change. And I'll just say one more in the bucket testimony. Karen had told me a few weeks after that, I want to fundraise for your book, Michelle, and I have this idea of selling these silver tone bracelets with scripture on them, like these that I just bought at the craft fair. And I initially thought, oh, that's a nice idea, but I all these excuses in my mind, like, oh, you know, money up front, how much are you going to sell it for? What if nobody buys it? You know, all these mm-hmm. things. But I just told her I didn't want to hurt her feelings, so I said, I'll think about it. Well, she goes on a trip a few weeks later, returns back, and she's about to burst with excitement after church Sunday service. And she says, Michelle, I have to tell you, I went to my girlfriend's house on the mainland. I was telling her about this book project. I told her I want to raise money by selling these silver bracelets. And her girlfriend said, come with me, Karen. Walked her into the bedroom, opened the drawer. You mean bracelets like these? Hundreds of exactly those type of bracelets. Because I used to sell these things years ago. I was going to give it away to charity, but I'm going to give it to you for free to sell for wow. Michelle's book.
Wow.
And we raised about $800.
Wow.
Just in those free. And I thought, so I was jumping up and down. We were both jumping up and down because I realized even more so, God, this is your project to do a miracle like that and to fulfill Karen's vision.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was amazing.
Wow. To see God take it become his project, and the layers that you use the word layers and layers of dimensions of support, funding it, illustrating it, putting the whole package together to what we now have in our hands. Wow, if we would just wait on God. Sometimes it's, you know what really speaks to me? Is how you were able to rest in the Lord and get engaged in whatever the Lord had you do at that moment. Whatever he put in your hand to do in that 10-year span of time, you engaged in it, you know, and you were able to grow and learn. And at the appropriate season, the Lord opened up the opportunity by a divine surprise.
Yes.
Michelle, do you think God still has divine surprises for someone today who's listening and thinking, could it be me too?
Absolutely. I pray that this testimony, the power of this testimony that Jesus has done for me, that I know the Lord wants to do this for his people, to show himself faithful, to show himself that he is one who values you and your dreams. Mm-hmm. And he can provide, and he has a perfect timing. I'm realizing that more and more, to be able to rest in his timing and to release it to him and to just trust that, God, you know the desires of my heart and you value me and you perhaps planted this dream in me.
Yes.
And he has his timing, his perfect timing.
You know, when somebody grabs hold of the book, they will hold in their hands a sign, a symbol of that very thing that you share, that God is a resurrector of vision. And yet opening it, the content of which will bring about deep healing, particularly in the lives of many women. Michelle, share some of that with us.
Sure.
She's reading from her book, Dancing with Father.
Well, there's a few chapters I wanted to read, but just to, in the beginning, it really is an invitation, Danny, for those of us who are already daughters of the King, mm-hmm. as well as those women and girls who do not know the Lord yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how it begins. Invited I was to this dance, this event. Unbelievable to me, an invitation was sent. My dress was all white with a delicate flow, lace ribbons and pearls, silk satin aglow. As I peered through the door, the joy I did see. On the faces of all, a look relaxed and so free. A song called me forth to this glorious place. I slowly inched in with a hesitant pace. So just as that part is like an invitation, and yet knowing that there was a hesitancy.
Mm-hmm.
Though God was calling, there was a hesitancy because there's a fear of the unknown, fear of not knowing. And so the book begins that way. And then it goes on, I'll skip over some pages, but just to show what was going on at this dance, in this vision, it says here, childhood memories began swirling in me, tormenting words, Lord, how to be free? Thought patterns and labels in my head loudly rang. Deep down in my being, I felt a sharp pang. Bitterness, despair wedged deep in my soul. Receiving the lies had taken its toll. A sad disappointment. You're not worth very much. Shame, fear controlled me. Then I felt his touch.
Hmm.
And then it goes on.
You know, I want you to read more when we come back from our next break. But describe to us some of the illustrations that Danielle created.
Okay, sure. Here, Danny has done beautiful illustrations. There's what I call prophetic painting.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetic basically meaning that she really prayed for inspiration from the Holy Spirit to describe and to symbolically portray what's on each page. I'll just read this one section
sure,
here and describe
please,
an example. This is when Father God is encountering me. It says here, he placed his two hands on my head as he spoke, declaring out loud, breaking chains and my yoke. You are my daughter. You're adopted. You're mine. An orphan no more. You are part of my vine. You're worth pursuing. I'm setting you free. I'm restoring your heart. In my presence, just be. With my help and power, you can forgive. You have my spirit. Walk with me and live. So take in my smile, my joy, and my peace. Rest secure in my love. Do trust me. Release. And on this page, she has a treasure chest, and the main colors are yellow and gold, and beautiful white and yellow butterflies are being released out of this treasure chest, just showing that God wants to bring release to us. Mm. And we are all treasure chests full of his treasure. So that's an example. A lot of it is symbolic. There's, like you said, the colors are very, very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
So blessed by her painting. One of them is a beautiful sparkling diamond of many different colors floating in like a river of healing with flowers and beautiful background in the sky with butterflies around it. There's also another one has a cross and a flame. I think what I would like the readers to do is take time to not only read and soak in the words,
mm-hmm.
and let the words bring healing, but also look at the paintings and ask Holy Spirit, Lord, what are you speaking to me through this painting? And I believe God will bring healing to you even through the paintings.
I believe he will. I believe he will. It's God's creative gifting. He made us in his image. He's allowed Danielle to paint in a prophetic way with a depth of not only symbolism, but just the way that the Spirit of God can minister to you. You know, it's a supernatural encounter when the Lord, through his mighty Spirit, touches you at the deepest point more than any structure, program can do, or even a person can do, the person of this Holy Spirit moving in and through you and bringing about healing. The opportunity is here through this book. inspired in the heart of Michelle Okimura. It's entitled Dancing with Father. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it at Logos. You can even get it from her directly at 946-3700. That's 946-3700.
Thank you so much, Danny. I do want to mention, too, that all proceeds will go towards ministries, Christian ministries that rescue, heal, and restore victims of human trafficking, which are mainly children and women. So it really is God's project. It's going to be sown back into the kingdom.
Wow. Well, we'll hear more of that when we come back from our break. The more you talk, the more you share about it, the more layers, the more dimensions I see of the very hand of God, the fingerprints of God, not only in the project, but in the lives of people who will read this book, read this poem, have already heard you share some of it, and, gosh, meeting them right where they need it. These are days when we need hope in times of crisis, and God is providing that. Just for you, just at the right time, just in the nick of time for you. We'll be back with more from Michelle Okimura. She'll read more from the book too, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Michelle Okimura. She's the author of the new book, Dancing with Father. Dancing with Father is available at Amazon.com, Logos Bookstore, and is available from her at 946-3700. All proceeds are going to be donated to...
Yes, it will be donated to Christian ministries that rescue, heal, and restore victims of human trafficking.
A real major concern, major cause today. Patricia King wrote, "When I read Dancing with Father, my heart When I read Dancing with Father, my heart was deeply touched. I know this deeply artistic, poetic work will touch many deeply. What kind of feedback, Michelle, have you received now that the book is available?
I've been so encouraged, Danny. People have been sharing not only that they're getting healed, that they're very touched, and many women, they say that they just cry when they can relate to maybe a lot of the pain that is communicated in the book. But what has been really exciting to me also is how it's touching people who don't know the Lord yet. And one of my two of my friends that don't know the Lord yet, who I've been praying for many years, both of them are so touched that they ordered 10 or 12. They wanted to pass it out to their friends. Mm-hmm. And I was so tickled by that, because they're spreading the Lord, you know.
Yes.
And then this other friend of mine, a friend of a friend, was sharing how her cousin read the book and started tears streaming down her face, declared after reading that, "I need to buy a bunch of these for my girlfriends who don't know God yet."
Mm.
So I believe that this can also be a way God can use to plant seeds in people's lives that you know, that you want them to know the Lord. You want them to hear the invitation He has to come to Himself. And this can be a tool for that too.
Going through this whole process, how has it taught you, or what has it taught you about dreaming? Let's just say dreaming big for God.
It has taught me that God wants us to dream big. With my background, you can imagine how I wouldn't even dare to dream, because I felt so worthless, you know, growing up. But as God began to restore who I am in Christ and began to teach me that He does value me, and that I do have gifts, as we all do, all of us have gifts to give to Him for His glory. He wants us to co-labor with Him, to partner with Him, and to dream big dreams for His glory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been an exciting journey to see that happen, you know. And I'm just an ordinary person, you know, and feeling like, God, You're so amazing. I'm so humbled by how I see Him working through this, and how I want this so much for other people to know that God cares about their dreams as well. You know, I'm just remembering King David, how he had a dream for to build a temple for the Lord. And the Bible says it was a dream in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Solomon fulfilled it, but it was David's dream. Mm-hmm. He wanted to glorify the Lord, and God fulfilled it.
Mm-hmm.
And so God cares about that. And he because God is a dreamer God Himself, He's a creator God, so creative and just wonderfully imaginative. We have His DNA, and so we are created in the same way to be able to dream and create.
Wounded hearts need healing. Perfect love restores, renews, transforms. This illustrated poetic book is a life-giving testimony of how God the Father unveils Himself to a broken woman and breathes love, hope, and destiny into her. Inspired by true events, this prophetic voice speaks to the hearts of women and speaks for the hearts of women who yearn to overcome limits, to live and love deeply, and to give and love freely. Witness a miracle. Experience a miracle. This book is a special book for you. Michelle, read a little bit more.
Okay, I'll read this one where God is naming me anew. It says here, "He named me anew, precious gift among saints, set apart and chosen, a masterpiece He paints. Sweet aroma and favored, to His arms I will dash. His awesome power made beauty from ash. Such unspeakable love, so wide, deep, and high, eternal, transforming, He answered my cry." My eyes were then drawn to my dress pure and white. This he provided, such beauty so bright. Then a vision appeared of his passionate love, so kind and unending, as gentle as a dove. These scenes from my Lord hide in me every day. Through this he is teaching me his holy way. I was in a large room, with some women there too. I was dressing them in gowns of a white hue. Then to others round them, they did likewise. Now sensitive women, they could hear silent cries. The comfort received must be given away. May all know his love, I now earnestly pray. He gave me a purpose, a mission of sorts, to prepare those that seek him to adorn his bright courts.
Amazing and beautiful and touching. Well, as you know, Michelle, it's been used by God to touch your heart as you wrote it. Out of your heart to the hearts of so many, many women, so many more to come. Dancing with Father by Michelle Okimura. It's available at Amazon.com, Logos Bookstore, and at 808-946-3700. 946-3700. Do you have a website that we can ask people to go to?
You could even go to KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com.
Kingdom Families Hawaii, all one word. KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. You can also get it there. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being with us and sharing so freely.
Thank you so much, Danny. I really pray that the Lord will touch lives and let all may know his deep love for them, his healing power.
You know, this has been a real special time with Michelle Okimura. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people. And this is a special book. I want you to go ahead and get it. Invite someone to listen and be inspired. Go ahead and visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to get more resources and to connect with our guests and even to hear this show or get someone else to listen to it as well. The scripture says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal and it will not fail. Though it tarries or delays, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Michelle Okimura. Until next time, with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave